He's been a Hollywood staple for nearly 15 years, a character actor, not the leading man type, with a face you would recognize and a name you would not, until this year. And actor John C. Reilly is still getting used to that.
Other stuff that I've done has been noticed, but people just tend to notice the character. And more people are wanting to know who I am. And to me, that's the least interesting part of what I do.
What's the C stand for?
Christopher.
John C. Reilly appeared in 4 movies in the past year: Chicago, Gangs of New York, The Good Girl, and The Hours, 3 of which are up for Best Picture at the Academy Awards. The somewhat anonymous Reilly is himself up for an Oscar, Best Supporting Actor, for his work as Amos Hart, Renee Zellweger's somewhat anonymous husband, in Chicago.
And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that personage should be invisible, inconsequential, me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane.
It's this sort of existential plea, you know. The guy is trying to make a case for his own existence. I just think that's rare in any music, to have a kind of entertaining, show-stopping kind of vaudevillian number, but at the same time it has this really intelligent lyrical content.
There's a scene where you're all alone, you have no one to play off. It's you.
I actually felt kind of ripped off, actually, when making the movie, because I would go and visit the set when Richard was filming a number, or Renee or Catherine or whoever, and they're all surrounded by the most beautiful men and women you've ever seen, like these showgirl outfits that were in Razzle Dazzle. I spent a week just hanging around just so I could see these girls and watch. I mean, they're so amazing. I mean, that's the something that I try to talk about as much as I can when people ask me about the movie. Is a really astounding thing about working on the movie was watching this community of people from Broadway. They're really the best of Broadway.
Well, how much singing and dancing have you done?
Actually, where I learned to become an actor was through musicals. And that's all that I did from the age of about 8 to about 17. That was another really gratifying part of doing Chicago, was that it felt like a return to my childhood in some way. And Rob Marshall created like a virtual theater experience with the way that we rehearsed and performed these numbers for the camera.
In The Hours, you play Dan Brown, husband of Laura Brown, played by Julianne Moore, who is so happy with you that she wants to kill herself.
I don't think Dan Brown can take all the blame for Julianne's character's unhappiness.
In The Good Girl, you played Phil, a dope-smoking house painter married to Justine, played by Jennifer Aniston, who is so happy with you that she has an affair with a disturbed teenager.
And a few other people, actually, in that film. But
there's a pattern here, don't you think, in these 3 husbands you play?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that life does not reflect art in this way for me. I've been happily married for about 11 years now, and people ask me, why do you think people see you as this hapless, cuckold husband or whatever? I don't really put a lot of thought into why people want me for what they want me for. I'm just happy to be able to play characters that are in conflict, that have some big issues to deal with, because, you know, happy couples are a great thing for life, but they're not always the most interesting things to watch in a story.
In Gangs of New York, you play Happy Jack, a cop that you wouldn't want to call if you really needed one.
Yeah, unless you needed some dirty work done.
You boys will settle with me before settling with each other. I come for my due and proper.
He's probably the most black-hearted character I've ever played. You see him in the beginning of the story when the gangs are fighting, and he's a member of this Catholic gang, and when they're vanquished, you know, when the gang is defeated at the beginning of the movie, everyone makes their own decision as to how they're going to deal with this defeat. And my character decides to join the biggest gang of all at that time, which was the New York City Police, you know. At least he got some benefits out of it, some health care maybe.
Martin Scorsese directed Gangs of New York. How was that experience?
Working with him was a total pleasure, because he's a man who loves film. He's incredibly enthusiastic about it. You'd have a 5-minute conversation with him, and he would reference 8 movies. And I would write down, I'd get back to my trailer and write down as many as I could remember, and then, you know, try to rent them and watch them. And even though he's this incredible force of a filmmaker, he's a real collaborator. It's not like, yes, master, tell me where to stand.
Chicago, Gangs of New York, The Hours, and The Good Girl, all within a year. Now, that's more than a career year. I mean, for a lot of actors, that would be a career.
Yeah, I've been pretty steadily plunking along here, yeah. And even though it seems like I made these movies back-to-back, and I was, like, whipping off wigs and costumes, and in fact, they were all made over a period of about 2 years, so I had plenty of time in between most of them, actually, except for Gangs of New York and The Hours. I went straight from Rome, where we were shooting Gangs of New York, to London, where we shot all the exteriors for The Hours. And I remember looking in the mirror and shaving off the mutton chops and handlebar mustache that I had grown for Gangs of New York, and my face suddenly appearing in the mirror and thinking, like, who am I? Like, it was very strange to go from a corrupt cop from the 1840s to a 50s dad in Southern California.
Do you have the Oscar speech ready?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, come on, you've had it ready for 20 years.
Well, it's funny, you know, you do think about it. I mean, especially being an actor, you think about that because it's kind of like the Super Bowl of the film world anyway. And but now that here I am in this position of having been nominated for an Academy Award, I'm just enjoying it, and I don't have any expectations of winning. I think I'm just going to, you know, put on my little monkey suit and get all dressed up and head down there and have a good time.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Actor John C. Reilly. He's been nominated for the Best Supporting Actor Oscar with some names you may have heard of: Paul Newman, Ed Harris, Chris Cooper, and Christopher Walken. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.